next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1779, Jim and Carla Clark.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1779 for Jim and Carla Clark for a day spa based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The use as a day spa providing massages, facials, and similar services will benefit the nearby Sussex County residents. The location along 24 is appropriate for this limited type of conditional use and is in an area that has developed with other conditional uses and commercial and business uses. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. There will only be one lighted sign on the premises that shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side. Any security lights shall only be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties or on Route 24. The hours of operations shall be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday.
All right. Didn't get to that part yet.
Although the project is located on Route 24, the adjoining properties are residential and the front yard is limited in size. Therefore, no more than four parking spaces shall be allowed in the front yard. The remaining required parking shall be located to the rear of the premises. The applicant shall supply a means of accessing the rear parking as part of the site plan approval process. The required parking shall be depicted on the final site plan. The final site plan shall be subject to the applicant receiving entrance approvals from DLDOT and any applicable approvals from the Sussex Conservation District for stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control. The final site plan shall contain the location of all trash or dumpster storage areas, which shall be screened from the view of neighboring and adjacent properties. A landscape plan for the project shall be included with a final site plan. And the site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1779, Jim and Carla Clark, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our